Door closed this time.
How do they hear?
I can hear from here.
Oh. Okay. Section 2. The Rishi said, O son of Sutta, we wish to hear a full and circumstantial account of the place mentioned by you as Samanta Panchaya. Yeah? Means full, meaning that what is like the history and the glories and everything about the place, and circumstantial means what's the, you know, what's going on there, why you're there, or any of these kind of things. Sauti said, right, it's just like in the Bhagavatam, they want to know what's the reason why everything, what's the situation in which the whole thing is happening. So the same thing is, why is happening at Samanta Pachita, what's special there, why you would do that kind of a thing there. Sauti said, Listen, O ye brahmanas, to the sacred descriptions I utter, O ye best of men. Ye deserve to hear of the place known as Samanta Panchaka. Right? Means, in other words, they're pious, so they deserve to hear. So hearing about the glories of some special place, you have to be qualified. Yes?
Samanta Panchaka means five lakes.
Five lakes, yeah. So that's Kurukshetra.
Parshram, the
black. Yeah. In the interval between the Treta and Dwapara Yugas, so now we'll hear about Jamadagni. Rama, the son of Jamadagni, great among all who have borne arms, born means to carry, urged by impatience of wrongs, repeatedly smote the noble race of Kshatriyas. Smote means to, like, you beat them or destroy. And when that fiery meteor, by his own valor, annihilated the entire tribe of the Kshatriyas, he formed at Samanta Panchaka five lakes of blood. We are told that his reason being overpowered by anger, he offered oblations of blood to the manes of his ancestors, standing in the midst of the sanguine waters of those lakes. It was then that his forefathers, of whom Richika was the first, having arrived there, addressed him thus, O Rama, O blessed Rama, O offspring of Bhrigu, we have been gratified with the reverence thou hast shown for thy ancestors and with thy valor. O mighty one, blessings be upon thee. O thou illustrious one, ask the boon that thou mayest desire. Rama said, If, O fathers, ye are favorably disposed towards me, the boon I ask is that I may be absolved from the sins born of my having annihilated the Kshatriyas in anger, and that the lakes I have formed may become famous in the world as holy shrines. The Pitris then said, the Pitris and his forefathers, So shall it be, but be thou pacified. And Rama was pacified accordingly. The region that leadeth near unto those lakes of gory water, from that time hath been celebrated as Samanta Panchaka, the holy. The wise have declared that every country should be distinguished by a name significant of some circumstance which may have rendered it famous. In the interval between the Dwapara and the Kali Yugas, there happened at Samanta Panchaka the encounter between the armies of the Kauravas and the Pandavas. What do you say here? This is okay. That one happened there. Interval between the Dwapara and Treta Yugas. Some water? Huh? But I mean, we should be coughing. Okay. So this is between the Treta and Dwapara, it says here, when he had his pastime. Oh, but the Sunday, the interval, the Sunday is as many, is quite big. So, because Manu mentions that Satya is 4,000 years of the demigods. And then it's Sunday, it'll be 400 years before and 400 years after. Right? And then Treta will be 300. And it will have 300 before and 300 after. So the interval between the two is 700 celestial years. Right? So that would mean 700, our years are one of their day. One of our years is one of their days. So that means times 360. So that would... that would mean, what did I say, 700?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so 700 times, what did I say, 360. 360 equals 25,000, no, wait a minute, 252,000 of our years. That's the gap in between.
252.
Yeah. Okay.
You're saying 1 year of ours is one day for the demigods. But how come Vaishmusha is telling me that, like, during the year, then the demigods are awake, but during the Chaturmas, then they're
asleep? Yeah, because the Uttarayana is the day, and the Dakshinayana is the night. So the Dakshinayana, then you have the Chaturmas, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's when they would rest, right? And it ends before the, sometime before, because the Brahma Muhurta, so you get up earlier, right? It's like in June, it switches, but it's not until July that it's the Chaturmas starts. You know, it's just like the sun goes down and you're up for a little bit and then you go to sleep and then you get up early.
Yes.
Yeah?
Kumbhakarna was following their rule.
Yeah. It's like here. Yeah. 6 months you sleep.
Yeah. Or just like the people in the poles, they're following something like that.
Mm-hmm.
6 months days,
yeah,
six,
yeah,
months,
no,
night.
6 months, yeah. Okay. Going back to the foods. Okay. In the between Dwapara and Kali Yugas, it happened at Samanta Panchaka, the encounter between the armies of the Kauravas and the Pandavas. In that holy region, without ruggedness of any kind, means, you know, kind of bumpy in that. So it's very smooth. That's probably why they chose it for the fight. Were assembled 18 Akshauhinis of soldiers eager for battle. A little later it'll tell how big is an Akshau. Oh, here it comes. And, O Brahmanas, having come thereto, they were all slain on the spot. Thus the name of that region, O Brahmanas, hath been explained, and the country described to you as a sacred and delightful one. I have mentioned the whole of that relateth to it, as the region is celebrated throughout the three worlds. The Rishi said, we have a desire to know, O son of Sutta, what is implied by the term Akshauhini, that hath been used by thee. Tell us in full what is the number of horses and foot, chariots and elephants, which comprise an Akshauhini, for thou art fully informed. Horse, foot, chariots, and elephants. Let's see, on the board you have what? You have the castles, right? You have the horses.
Bishop.
And you have the bishop. And the foot soldiers. Now here they have four. So the elephants are the
castle.
The chariots must be what?
Horse.
No, bishop.
Well, horses are there, but it must be what they call, what the Moguls would call the camels. So before that was chariots, right? Because the chariots always go this way. You can't fight someone going straight at them. You always have to go like this, and then they'll fight each other. So that's why they would move it diagonals. Like elephants just charge because they either get you with a javelin or they step on you. You know, like that. And then the foot soldiers, then they just move forward, you know. And probably, you know, you don't kill so much this way as you do sideways, you know, when you're fighting.
Jumping around.
You know, like, you know, this side, like this. Huh? Almost. Yeah, and the horses, you know, then they, you know, yeah.
Jump over a bunch.
Yeah, because they're always moving.
When Bishop was here, we were, you know, discussing what would be what. He said, maybe the bishops might be crabs because they go sideways.
Oh, I see. Okay. For thou art fully informed. So now you know that the bishops would be chariots rather than camels. Sauti said, one chariot, one elephant, 5 foot soldiers, and 3 horses form one pati. It means that goes together. A chariot and an elephant, 5 foot soldiers, and 3 horses. 3 patis make one sena mukha. 3 sena mukhas are called a gulma. 3 gulmas a gana. 3 ganas a vahini. 3 vahinis together are called a pritana. 3 pritanas form a chamu. 3 chamus, one anikini. And an anikini taking 10 times forms, as it is stylated by those who know, an akshauhini.
Can I get the meaning of all that?
It said just there.
1153.
You have 1153. So three of that group makes a patis. Makes a sena mukha. And the 3 sena mukhas then makes. So in other words, it's. These are all the divisions, and so probably in that, then you would have a head for each of those, you know. Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, your head for that, and then, so that means they go through. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So there's 9 levels in the army. Like that. So they probably have, you know, heads. Like, you know, the charioteer would be the head there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like that. And then, I guess when you have one sena mukha, then one of the charioteers will be the main. He'll have his own thing, plus he'll be in charge of telling the other two. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's not that. So in other words, you're in charge. In the Vedic thing, you're in charge, but you still have your own small thing. I mean, you have that now in some circles, but it's just like, let's say, you're a king, you know, Yudhishthir has his kingdom, but at the same time, he's king over all the other kings, mm-hmm. right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So same way as like it's set up that you boys have your groups, right? So you have your group, even though, which is small, but even that, you may be over others who have groups. So it's there. So they're responsible to see that their people do it, but at the same time, you're responsible to see that the ones in charge let their people do it. Does that make sense? So mm-hmm. even though you're in charge of the whole thing, you only have to see that the top guys are doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it means you can do big management, but your focus is only on that, rather than you have to figure out how to get, you know, 10,000 people to do something. You know, you only have to get, you know, like here, most of them are moving in threes. Right? So there's yourself and 2 others.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yourself and 2 others. So you see that those 2 are doing. Right? And yeah. then the guy above that, where there's 3 of them, he only has to deal with the head of the smaller one. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then those guys each have theirs, and they deal with whoever's above. Okay. Okay, so then, let's see, what do we get here? Okay, so, okay, O best of mathematicians, Brahmanas, arithmeticians, have calculated that the number of chariots in an akshauhini is 21,870. Okay, so that's 21,870. Okay.
Double of that is how many people on chariots. There's 2 on each.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's true, because I was wondering why is it there's more people getting killed.
Marsh, but the thing is, the last time when you went class, you said that each chariot had a person fighting the front Charioteer and two rare attendants
also.
Oh, that's somewhere else mentioned, isn't it?
Yeah. Manya had two rare attendants.
Yeah, but I think that was mentioned somewhere later. It's not all set here, unless it comes up here. Okay, so then that would mean...
Four on a chariot.
That would mean four on a chariot. Okay, but at the same time, the measure of elephants has to fix it the same. And the elephant is the guy driving the elephant and the guy sitting on the elephant, unless he has an assistant also, which is also possible. Those are kshatriyas.
Yeah.
Even if we take it like that, that means there'd be four on a chariot, four on that, so that would mean times eight. Okay, so that would be... what's the times here? Times eight. Okay. So then that's already... okay, 174,000. Right? Okay. Okay. Number of chariots. Measure, fixing. Should know that the number of foot soldiers is 190,350. Okay, then plus... how much did you say? 190,000. 190,300. We're not getting the right number here. Okay. 1. What is going on here? Somebody playing with... are you touching something back
there? Yeah, maybe.
Because it seems to be very enthusiastic.
No, it's not.
Nothing on this.
Hmm?
Is it nothing?
It's not with the power.
Yeah, it seems
to be.
Okay. Where are we? USB. Okay. Oh, please. 109,000. Okay, so that's 109,350. Okay, is that what we got? 1, 2, 3. No, we got an extra 1 in there. No, 109. Yeah, 1, 0. Oh, it's supposed to be 0, 9. 350, right? 3, 5, 0. Okay. Plus. Okay, so that's already 2 lakhs. Okay, the number of horses is 65,610.
65.
Okay, 65,610. Okay.
Horses, elephants.
No, we got it. We already got the elephants.
Yeah.
So we got the chariot, the elephant. For soldiers and the horses. Okay, so that's it. So that right there is basically 349,000. Okay, so that you take times 18. That is... that's 6,300,000.
Yeah.
6,300,000. That's 640 million were killed. So that must mean that there's a lot more connected with this than we're seeing. So, okay. These, O Brahmanas, as fully explained by me, are the numbers of an Akshauhini, as said by those acquainted with the principles of numbers. O best of Brahmanas, according to this calculation, were composed the 18 Akshauhinis of the Kaurava and Pandava army. Time, whose acts are wonderful, assembled them on that spot, and having made the Kauravas the cause, destroyed them all. Bhishma, acquainted with choice of weapons, fought for 10 days. Drona protected the Kaurava Vahinis for 5 days. I always write them as comma, I don't know why. Karna, the desolator of hostile armies, fought for 2 days, then Salya for half a day. After that lasted for half a day, the encounter with clubs between Duryodhana and Bhima. At the close of that day, Ashwatthama and Kripa destroyed the army of Yudhishthira in the night while sleeping without suspicion of danger. O Shanaka, this best of narrations called Bharata, which has begun to be repeated by thy sacrifice, at thy sacrifice, was formerly repeated at the sacrifice of Janamejaya by an intelligent disciple of Vyas. It is divided into several sections. In the beginning are Paushya, Puloma, and Astika Parvas, describing in full the valor and renown of kings. It is a work whose description, diction, and sense are varied and wonderful. It contains an account of various manners and rites. It is accepted by the wise as the state called Vairagya. It is accepted by the wise as the state called Vairagya is by men desirous of final release. Okay, in other words, just like detachment is accepted by those who are trying to get out of the material world, so the wise, you know, then accept Bharata. You know, for the, okay. As self among things to be known. Oh, okay. In other words, it's showing as essence. Self among, in other words, of all the things to know, you should know the self, which means, you know, the Lord, the super soul and the soul. As life amongst things that are dear, right? So many things you have, but you give up anything for life, right? So is this history that furnished the means of arriving at the knowledge of Brahman, the first among all the Shastras. There is not a story current in this world that doth not depend upon this history, even as the body upon the foot that it taketh. Right? I mean, she's saying that there's no story that is related in the world that's not in some way connected to a story in the Bharata. Does that make sense? Yes. In other words, every story that's there in the Vedic literature, it's covered in here. Just like when the body depends, when you take a step, the body's depending upon that foot, so everything's connected to the Mahabharata. As masters of good lineage are ever attended upon by servants' desires of preferment, so is the Bharata cherished by all poets. Right? It means masters of good lineage, then they have servants who are always desiring to be, that they will be prominent. So that means they're working very hard to do their service and very nicely. So in the same way, the poets are very much desirous of serving the Bharata. As the words constituting the several branches of knowledge appertaining to the world and the Veda display only vowels and consonants, so this excellent history displayeth only the highest wisdom. So this is all, has all the wisdom. The others would be so much, you know, the technical knowledge, but this would be giving you very, you know, how you say, the conclusion, the, like the understanding, yes.
What is conclusion something you were saying? It was a word I couldn't understand what it meant.
Here, appertaining?
Yeah.
Appertaining means relating to. Okay. Okay. Listen, it means if there's any word here you don't understand, because this is the language you'll use, so you'll hear it again and again. So if you know what it is, then you get, so you get to, you know, get to learn quite a.
Get the idea.
Yeah, the main thing, you get the idea and you'll hear it again and again, and the difficulty you'll catch it. As long as you get the idea, if it doesn't mean anything, then ask. If you basically get the idea of what it means, then. Listen, O ye ascetics, to the outlines of the several divisions, parvas, of this history called Bharata, endued with great wisdom, of sections and feet that are wonderful and various, of subtle meanings and logical connections, and embellished with the substance of the Vedas.
What subtle meanings mean?
Subtle means, it's, how you say, you can't, it's hard to perceive. It means you have to, it's not gross.
You have to think about it.
You have to think about it, or it's so you can't see it easily. It has to be. You have to try to. You have to make an endeavor to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that. You know, like that. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so in here we have the parvas. Within the parvas, there's also smaller parvas, right? So we don't get confused with this, because sometimes when he talks about parvas, he's talking about the small ones, because the small ones are connected to a specific pastime, right? A specific lila, while the bigger one is kind of a group of them. Like Adi Parva, I think, is up to when they go to the house of Lak. But within that, you'll have many, 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 many small ones. Like that, you know? The first Parva is called Anukramanika, right? But we know it's Adi Parva is the big thing. So within it now, these are the small ones, because there's 100 small Parvas. The second, Sangraha, right? So this is second, this is Sangraha. Then Pausha, then Paloma. The Astika, then Adi Vansavatarana. Then comes the Sambhava of wonderful and thrilling incidents. Then comes Jatu Griha Daha, setting fire to the house of Lak. Then Harimba Badha, the killing of Harimba. Then comes Baka Badha. Slaughter of Baka, then Chitrarata. The next is called Swayambara, the selection of husband by Panchali, in which Arjuna, by the exercise of Kshatriya virtues, won Draupadi for wife. Then, yes?
Doesn't it look like, because like you said that there's a history behind the Mahabharata, usually like in the Srimad Mahabharata, and then it just starts from someplace, but doesn't look like it mentions the parvas, small parvas, or whatever, before that. Like,
in these other books?
Yeah, not this one. Like, it only starts, like the fifth one is already the burning of the house of Black.
Yeah, but these other ones are quite big. Is what it is. So you get a lot of the stories and all that. Like this. Oh, no, maybe these are the big, maybe these are the big ones. No, because Adi...
Bigger ones.
Maybe, yeah. But it's hard to say, or he's going back and forth. Huh? Okay, well, we'll see as it goes, how he does it. Then comes Vaivahika, marriage. Then comes Vidura Gamana, advent of Vidura. Rajya Labha, acquirement of kingdom. Arjuna Banavas, exile of Arjuna. And Sobhadra Harana, the carrying away of Subhadra. After these come Hara Harika, Kandava Dahana, burning of the Kandava forest, and Maya Darshana, meeting with Maya and Asura, meeting with Maya the Asura architect. Then come Shaba, Mantra, Jarasandha, Digvijaya. After Digvijaya comes Raja Suyaka, Argya Viharana, the robbing of the Argya, and Shishupala Badha. The killing of Shishupala. After these, Dutta, gambling. Anudutta, subsequent to gambling. Aranyaka and Krimira Badha. Destruction of Krimira. The Arjuna Vigamana, the travels of Arjuna. Kirati. In the last has been described the battle between Arjuna and Mahadev in the guise of a hunter. After this, Indra Loka Vigamana, the journey to the regions of Indra. Then that mine of religion and virtue, the highly pathetic Nalopakhyana, the story of Nala. After this last, Tirthyatra to the pilgrimage of the wise prince of the Kurus, the death of Jatasura in the battle of the Yakshas, in the battle with the Nivatakavachas, Ajagara and Markandeya Samasya, meeting with Markandeya, then the meeting of Draupadi and Satyabhama, Goshayatra, Mirga Swapna, dream of the deer. Then the story of Brihan Aranyaka, and then Aindira Drumna, then Draupadi Harana, the abduction of Draupadi, Jayadratha Bimokshana, the release of Jayadratha, then the story of Savitri, illustrating the great merit of connubial chastity. Connubial chastity means chastity of a wife. After this last, the story of Rama. The part of it that comes next is called Kundalaharana, the theft of the earrings. That which comes next is Aranya, then Virata. Then the entry of the Pandavas and the fulfillment of the promise of living unknown for 1 year. Then the destruction of the Kichakas. Then the attempt to take the kind of Virata by the Kauravas. The next is called the marriage of Abhimanyu with the daughter of Virata. The next you must know is the most wonderful parva called Udyoga. The next must be known by the name of Sanjayayana, arrival of Sanjaya. Then comes Prajagara, the sleeplessness of Dhritarashtra, owing to his anxiety. Then Sanatsujata, in which are the mysteries of spiritual philosophy. Then Jnana Sadhi, and then the arrival of Krishna. Then the story of Matali, and then of Galava. Then the stories of Savitri, Vamanadev, and Vainya. Then the story of Jamadagna and Shodasarajika. Then the arrival of Krishna at the court. And then Vidula Putra Sasana. Then the muster of troops and the story of Sheta. Then you must know comes the quarrel of the high-souled Karna. Then the march to the field of the troops of both sides. The next hath been called numbering the Ratis and Adiratyas. Then comes the arrival of the messenger, Uluka, which kindleth the wrath of the Pandavas. The next that cometh, you must know, is the story of Amba. Then comes the thrilling Amba, because that would come up, because how Bhishma can be killed. Then comes the thrilling story of the installation of Bhishma as commander-in-chief. The next is called the creation of the insular region, Jambu, then Bhumi, then the account about the formation of islands. Then comes the Bhagavad Gita, and then the death of Bhishma, then the installation of Drona, then the destruction of the Samsaptakas, then the death of Abhimanyu, and then the vow of Arjuna to slay Jayadratha, then the death of Jayadratha, and then of Ghatotkacha. Then, must you know, comes the story of the death of Drona of surprising interest. The next that comes is called the discharge of the weapon called Narayana. Then, you know, is Karna, then Shalya. Then comes the immersion in the lake. Then the encounter between Bhima and Duryodhana with gloves. Then comes Saraswata. Then the description of holy shrines and then genealogies. Then comes Sauptika, describing incidents disgraceful to the honor of the Kurus. Then comes that's when they killed them all at night. Then comes the Aishika of harrowing incidents. Then Jala Pradhana, ablations of water to the manes of the deceased. Then the wailings of the women. The next is we known as Shraddha, describing the funeral rites performed for the slain Kauravas. Then comes the destruction of the Rakshasa Charvaka, who had assumed the disguise of a Brahmana for deceiving Yudhishthira. Then the coronation of the wise Yudhishthira. The next is called Griha Pra Vibhaga. Then comes Shanti. Then Rajadharmanu Sasana, then Apadharma, then Moksha Dharma. Those that follow are called respectively Sukha Prasana, Abhigamana, Brahma Prasanu Sana, the origin of Durvasa, the disputations with Maya. The next is to be known as Anu Shasanika, then the ascension of Bhishma to heaven. Then the horse sacrifice, which when read purgeth all sins away. The next must be known as the Anugita, in which are words of spiritual philosophy. Those that follow are called Ashrambasa, Putra Darshana, meeting with the spirits of the deceased sons, and the arrival of Narada. The next is called Moshala, which abounds with terrible and cruel incidents. Then comes Mahaprasthanika, and ascension to heaven. Then comes the Purana, which is called the Kilvansa. In this last are contained Vishnu Parva, Vishnu's frolics and feats as a child, the destruction of Kamsa, and lastly the very wonderful Mahavishya Parva. in which there are prophecies regarding the future. The high-souled Vyas composed these 100 parvas, of which the above is only an abridgment. Having distributed them into 18, the son of Suta recited them consecutively in the forest of Naimisha as follows. Aha, okay. So in other words, he composed 100, then he grouped those into 18. So that's why sometimes, I always thought the big one was the main, and the other ones, actually the smaller ones are the main, because they give all the stories. And then those are grouped because those different stories kind of go together. Mm. Does that make some sense?
Yes.
Yeah?
Why was the discharge of Narayanastra given so much importance? Because here it's just mentioned as a parva, and behind also when he was just going through the 1800 verses, there they also mentioned about the discharge.
Because I guess because it's a powerful weapon, but it's, you know, it's not supposed to be, I don't think, used in the way that they were using it. You know, so it's a major thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, these big celestial weapons, then that's something out of the ordinary. Because most normal people don't have, normal kings don't have such weaponry. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? The high soul Vyas, Well, that's going to be a long one. What time is it? Oh, sorry, it's until the 7th, so I think it's time to stop there. Okay, so that he told the 100 parvas now. And so then, now will be how he's grouping those. But it seems when you're grouping, he'll tell which ones are in which groups, like that. Then it'll be more clear. Mm-hmm. And I think after that, then he tells how many verses are in each. Right? There's so many thousand in this one, so many in this one, so many in this one, like that. Yeah?
Isn't that how normal, like, how poetry is written? Like, grouped into like this or that? Or that's just how Vyasa decided to do it?
Yeah. That's just because it's well done. Yeah. Because it's... Because by doing this, then you know what's coming up, and he makes it sound interesting and something that you want to hear, and you know the glories of the books are there, and so then you think it's, you know, you see. Otherwise, it's just stories. But when you hear about how the why is, that, you know, it's important to them, and it's the essence of all scriptures. Every story there is, you know, that's related in all the Vedic literatures is there, and yes, you know, then things like that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
How long will it take to write this
one? Well, I think right now we're on the second parva out of the 100. Well, no, we're not in the second parva, we're in the second section, the second chapter. I think these two make one. Because some of them are small, some of them are bigger.
Not long.
Like that. So how many chapters there are, that would be hard to say. There's a lot of chapters. I mean, it's like this one is this thick. So the one we're reading from is about that thick. So that means it's like a good, you know, 8 times, 10 times. You know, and this is big writing, I think. The other one's very small.
I was reading the 7-volume one, and I was reading for a long time. I just got to the second book, and then I said, otherwise I just look for interesting parts, because it was taking so long. I didn't have the patience for it. So long book.
Yeah, that's big. That's why it's called the Mahabharata. Yes.
It's called the Maha.
Yeah.
So. Bara,
yeah.
like maha,
like human,
like it's like there's maha something, maha is usually bigger, so
yeah,
maha, bara.
Yeah, so it's very big, very big.
Okay. That's what happened with the body of the people who died in the battle.
That we'll find out. It's the coming attraction. Like that. But I think they generally were just you know, cremate.
Yeah, it said also
that
they cremated.
Yeah, yeah, I know they cremated them.
The other Mahabharata, it says that the, every night after the warriors were dead, like on the floor, then the Rakshasas and the ghosts would come and eat them and have like a big feast.
Big party.
Party time.
Yeah.
Well, there was one night where there wasn't any party.
Wasn't it called Bharata?
Bharata? That I'm not sure what the Sanskrit is, but Bharata. So means Bharata means the history of India. So Mahabharata means the great history of India.
Well, it says like in the Kurukshetra War, it says like, okay, nobody attacks from behind when they're wounded.
Mm-hmm.
You don't kill them, but then how did they die?
The front.
I guess well, either they got better and went back and fought again.
Right. What I always thought is that it was called, they got wounded, but then there was called, in the night time, they would take them, they would like, try to shoot them or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they would.
That's what I always thought.
Yeah, yeah. And then if they get better, then they go back to the battlefield.
About the Balaram's question, I read a story where Shakuntala and Dushmanta or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Their son, because he was really so nicely, so that's why.
Oh, so it was named after him.
It was named after him, Bharata.
Okay, that was your answer.
So what was India called before
India.
Hey, Lavrita Bharata, something that before Bharata Bharata was in Lavrita Bharata.
Yeah. It's jumbled deep. It's just this part of it that is Bharata Bharata. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare